But we begin this science show with a bit of Brexit. As there is, to quote Philip Adams, Boris dancing all over England, what about science? Here Natasha Mitchell talks to the President of the Royal Society of London and Nobel Laureate, Professor Venki Ramakrishnan of Cambridge.
I think the uncertainty is possibly even worse than any sort of outcome because people are very anxious. They're anxious about what the situation will be after Brexit, if it happens, what their own situation will be, but also what the status of science and the environment will be, how attractive Britain will be as a destination. One concern I have is the reputation of Britain with a hard Brexit. It might send a signal to the rest of the world that Britain really isn't welcoming and doesn't want to have cooperation with other countries. And so it would take a lot of work to reverse that and restore Britain's reputation as an open and welcoming society. We're second only to the US as an international destination. And that reputation, I think, is very valuable. It's allowed us to attract some of the best people from all over the world. Whatever happens, we would have to take really active steps to convey that Britain is still that way.
There have been reports that students are already turning away, researchers are already turning away from the UK because of the uncertainty around funding and positions. Have you got evidence to suggest that's happening?
There is some evidence about students, because students from the EU, their subsidies may be in question after Brexit. But actually, if you look at postgraduate students, postdocs, faculty members and working scientists and so on, every time I've asked for data rather than anecdotal evidence, I haven't found yet a clear signal of either people not coming or people leaving because of Brexit. But the danger is that by the time we can actually see that in the numbers, it means that the perception's already changed and it's almost too late. And this is something I've tried to explain to politicians, that by the time we produce the evidence, it may be too late. And so you really have to take our word that there is this feeling about Britain, there is this anxiety, and you need to do something about it now. You know, by allowing people to move easily within Europe, by allowing collaborations to be very easy, by being able to have large consortiums to tackle large problems. All of these things were greatly facilitated by the EU. If you look at the arc of history, England was lots of little kingdoms, you know, you had Anglia and Cornwall and Cumbria and all the sort of kingdoms. And they all came together. That was England. Then England and Wales became one, and then became one with Scotland. And Germany was lots of countries. And then eventually, you know, with Bismarck, united into Germany. And same with Italy and Garibaldi. So the arc of history is to bring states and entities together to form larger entities. So in a sense, this kind of splitting apart, to me, sounds ahistorical. I think humans should be working towards coming together.
The sane voice of science amid the Brexit turmoil. Professor Venki Ramakrishnan, President of the Royal Society of London, with Natasha Mitchell. And he'll be in Science Friction both on this weekend and next week on RN.